Welcome to mHealth Marketer, a podcast dedicated to helping mHealth, digital health, and telehealth companies gain insights into better marketing strategies. Here's your host, Sam Stern.
Hi, this is Sam Stern, and you are listening to the mHealth Marketer podcast. Thanks an awful lot for your time, and I appreciate you tuning in today. Last week, we explored how a lean, agile approach is required in healthcare IT product development and marketing. Is there a payoff, a profit realized in the investment in healthcare IT? Can healthcare IT vendors make a real value case for their solutions? Sure, there are instances and signs, but the verdict is still out. Digital health, mobile health, and telehealth integrations all too often are organizational disruptions rather than disruptive innovation leading to a better communication and increased efficiency in healthcare delivery. Let's dive a bit deeper into how a lean, agile approach is again the way forward in addressing healthcare IT ROI. According to an article on Healthcare Technology Online, there's clear evidence of the cost-cutting power of healthcare IT. While the University of Michigan study cited in the article demonstrates that the use of EHR versus traditional paper-based patient records reduces outpatient care roughly 3%, it doesn't reveal if the investments in healthcare IT are profitable for the healthcare providers. It's too early in the game to know this. Again, a comment on the HIMSS LinkedIn discussion group goes to the heart of the challenge with healthcare IT. Caitlin S., Senior Vice President at Integrated Healthcare Solutions and Strategy, says, and I quote, "What I have found by asking the percentage of time spent on the question is that all EPs, docs, nurses, etc., now spend more time facing a screen than actually facing a patient. This is not patient-facing care. Most importantly, if we continue along the path of purchasing based on what the vendor can supply and is built rather than what is required, we will continue to see a lackluster ROI. Also, the need for front-end one-to-one identity of demographic and clinical data is necessary if we are to control costs, improve efficiency, and reduce medical errors in care." Close quotes. Caitlin's comments confirms what we talked about last week. Healthcare IT firms must adopt a lean build, test, learn approach to product development. This product development must start with the frontline medical clinicians who are using the technology tools today. Having a doctor or nurse spending more time facing computer or iPad screens rather than face-to-face with patients certainly isn't going to improve patient engagement and quality of care. While the frontline medical clinicians want and will use technology tools that help them better communicate, access the right information at the right time for the right patient, and as a result deliver healthcare more effectively and efficiently, what does the healthcare organization's executive leadership want from healthcare IT? In most cases, the healthcare organization's executive teams, the leaders who actually make the buying decisions on healthcare IT systems, want to avoid making an expensive mistake. As a result, they will fall back to what the current vendors or the prospective vendors can supply, rather than what the frontline clinicians actually want and use. Customers don't really know what they want and what will actually work until you put it in their hands and let them experience it. Getting the healthcare organization's agreement to buy the build, test, learn must be part of your product and your marketing. Perhaps a build, test, learn frontline assessment is the initial product you sell to the healthcare organizations. As Ken Cogden says in his article, and I quote, "To me, the best way to gain a sense of the true potential of health IT is to look at the individual facilities that are leveraging technology solutions effectively instead of a collective population. More often than not, the facilities succeeding with health IT are applying it to solve a very specific organizational or process problem as opposed to simply adopting technology for the incentive dollars. Use a lean, agile approach to develop products that solve individual organizations' very specific problems. And at the same time, build, test, learn your marketing message. Gather the language frontline clinicians use to describe these problems and how they respond to your solutions. Use this language to market and sell to the healthcare organization's executive team your enterprise IT solution. Capture the success stories that emerge from your tests and tell them in your marketing to attract additional healthcare organization clients." That's it for today. Next week, we're going to talk about what healthcare IT entrepreneurs should never do. Thanks an awful lot for your time. This is Sam Stern, and this is the mHealth Marketer Podcast.
You've been listening to mHealth Marketer with Sam Stern. Thanks, and come back soon.